I want to tell you the real reason you skip your arm workout. It's not your schedule. It's not your energy. It's not even your motivation. It's that little whisper in your brain that says, just this once, you can start again tomorrow. Today, I'm telling you exactly what that whisper is, where it comes from, and how I built a course, kept a promise to myself, and figured out the one skill that changes everything. Spoiler, it has nothing to do with discipline.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 127. I'm Christine, and if you're here, you're probably a woman who wants toned, strong arms and a little more proof that you can trust yourself again. Today, we're talking about impulse, that tiny moment right before you make a choice, the moment where you either show up for yourself or you don't. This is not about arms yet, but stay with me, it's about to be. You know the moment. You've got your workout scheduled. You know exactly what you're doing. 12 minutes, arms, done. And then something happens. Your phone buzzes. Your favorite show drops a new episode. Someone posts something juicy. Suddenly, you've got 12 very good reasons why right now is not the right time. You tell yourself, you'll do it later. And later usually means never. And you already know that, but you say it anyway because it buys you permission to sit this one out. Well, here's what I want you to sit with for a second. What if the problem is not that you lack discipline? What if the problem is that you have spent years letting your impulses run the show and then call it flexibility? We've been sold this idea that being spontaneous, going with the flow, listening to your body in the moment, that this is somehow healthier than sticking to a plan. Girl, sometimes listening to your body in the moment just means listening to the part of your brain that wants comfort over growth. That is not intuition. That is avoidance wearing a cute outfit. The women who finally get toned, strong arms don't figure out some secret motivation hack. They build something much less glamorous. They build the skill of letting an urge sit unanswered, the urge to skip, the urge to scroll instead, the urge to say, I'll start Monday. They felt it and they did the workout anyway. And that's not intensity. That is identity. So here's what this looks like in real life. When that urge to skip your workout shows up, you don't have to fight it or argue with it. You just don't obey it. You say, thanks for stopping by, and you pick up the weights anyway. 12 minutes. It doesn't have to be perfect, not extreme, just done. That is how you start proving to yourself that you're someone who follows through. And here's another part of this that nobody talks about, and it actually has nothing to do with the workout at all. Last year, I was building a course and I had it on my list for weeks, right? I was kept saying that I would sit down and record it, and I kept finding reasons not to. My brain had this whole list of excuses ready to go. This is going to take forever. I don't even know where to start. I'll feel more ready next week. So finally, I said, enough. And I picked a Sunday. I mapped out the entire day the night before, right down to the minute. 6 to 6:30, outline the first video. 6:30 to 7, record it. I planned the whole thing like I meant it, because I did. That same morning, there happened to be a massive story breaking in the news. Everyone online was talking about it. My phone would not stop buzzing. And right as I sat down to start recording at 6 in the morning, my brain went into full negotiation mode. Just check your phone real quick. You need to see what's happening. You can catch up later. It's fine. Everyone else is watching right now. You'll miss it. None of this had anything to do with arms or courses. It was just my brain looking for an excuse to avoid the slightly uncomfortable work of showing up for something I had committed to. I sat there and I watched my own mind try to talk me out of my own plan. And I said, no, not yet. I am finishing what I started. 6 hours later, the entire course was done. The thing I had put off for weeks, right? Finished in one sitting because I refused to hand my morning over to an impulse. And I will tell you, the pride I felt was not about the course. It was about proving to myself that when I say I'm doing something, I actually do it. That's the real transformation. Everything else is just a byproduct. Now, maybe your version of this is not a course. Maybe it's that stack of dumbbells sitting in the corner of your room collecting dust, or the app on your phone reminding you that you haven't opened it in 9 days. You know the drill. You had every intention. Life happened. Now it just feels easier to pretend the plan never existed in the first place. So, the uncomfortable truth for today: missing one workout is not the problem. What's actually happening is you're letting your brain convince you that because it feels hard in this exact moment, it means something has gone wrong. Nothing has gone wrong. You are just having a thought, and you're treating that thought like a command instead of information. Now, your brain will always make a case for comfort, always. That is its job. It's not broken, it's just doing what brains do, protecting you from anything that feels remotely uncomfortable, even something as harmless as 12 minutes of arm work. The skill is not making the discomfort disappear. The skill is doing the thing while the discomfort is still there. And that is what self-trust actually is. It's not a feeling. It is evidence that you collect one workout at a time. So next time you notice yourself negotiating, that is your cue. Don't wait to feel ready. Don't wait for the urge to skip to go away. Pick up the weights while the excuse is still talking. That is the whole move. So I want you to pause here for a second and actually think about this. When was the last time you kept a promise to yourself, not because you felt like it, but because you said you would? And sit with that. No judgment, just notice. Because here's the sneaky part. This does not just show up at workout time. It shows up when you're getting dressed and you reach for the same baggy cardigan because you're still not ready to show your arms. It shows up when you tell yourself you'll care about this after the holidays, after the trip, after things calm down. We love to blame age for this. We love to say it's harder after 50. Our metabolism, our hormones, our schedule. And listen, some of that is real. But most of the time, the real culprit is it's quieter than that. Women don't stop showing up for their arms because of age. They stop showing because somewhere along the way, they lowered the standard for what they expect from themselves and started calling it self-care. You guys, self-care is not the extra glass of wine or the skipped workout you tell yourself you deserve. Real self-care is keeping the promise. It's the 12 minutes. It's choosing the sleeveless top and not flinching. Comfort feels good for a minute, but self-respect feels good for the rest of your life. So today, pick one small promise, not a huge overhaul, one workout, one choice, one moment where the urge shows up and you do it anyway. That one rep of self-trust is what starts to rebuild the whole relationship. This is how naturally toned women are built, not through motivation, not through punishment, not through some extreme reset every Monday. She's built through a woman who stops negotiating with her excuses and starts keeping her word. Your arms are not the goal. They are the proof that you are someone who shows up even when the whisper in your head is offering you an easy way out. Change happens slower than you want and faster than you think. Every time you let that urge to quit sit there unanswered and you do the work anyway, you are building something a lot bigger than toned arms. You are building a woman who trusts herself again. Now, if you want to take this deeper, come check out Arms by Christine. This is exactly the work that we do together, one small kept promise at a time. All right, everybody, I'll see you next week.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.